The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome to Clarify Speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, today, Hoji, we have
HD.
A very special... What's that? Yeah, HD camera.
You look so good, man.
I mean, this is why people need to support the show, to be honest. This is why you need to become a patron or a member of the show. Look at this. Look at this quality. Anyways, today we have a very special guest, Nicole Zembrot. And she works at Sports Illustrated, all Bengals. But before that, she actually worked for the Bengals, helping them with marketing, building corporate partnerships, helping with the broadcast and all that kind of a stuff. So we're going to ask her a lot. Yeah. We're going to ask her a lot about how the Bengals operate, recent Bengals news, all that kind of stuff. So here we go.
Hello.
Welcome.
How are you guys? Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for coming on our show.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So much. It's great. Yeah. Great to see you.
Yeah. So, Nicole, how is everything at the Sports Illustrated? I mean, they're so lucky to have you.
Well, before we jump the gun, could you tell us what your job is at Sports Illustrated? What do you do there? What's your role?
So I started a little over a month ago on James Rapine's crew for all Bengals, covering the Bengals for Sports Illustrated as a contributor. So I write various stories on Bengals topics and what's going on with the team. Currently, I've been doing topics on different of the position groups and headed into the season and what kind of expectations. And I know we'll get into a few of those topics later in the interview, but that's about my job right now with SI, and I'm thrilled to be a part of the team.
And what kind of background does a person have to get a job as at SI as a reporter? Like what was your training? Where'd you come from? Tell us about that.
So it was ironic that I used to work for in the front office, and that's how I met James, through various opportunities there. And I reached out to him after I finished with it, just like, hey, how do I go about this? Because before marketing, I had a want to be journalism. And he was like, well, you have a really good background with the team. Why don't you join my team on SI and help contribute towards the Bengals? I was like, absolutely. So very happy again to be a part of the team and contributing to all Bengals.
And you're from Cincinnati? You're a Cincinnati native?
Yes. Okay. Well, Northern Kentucky, but...
Same diff. Yeah.
5 minutes into Northern Kentucky.
Right. Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. So you get to... It's like your passion and your hobby and your job, they're all rolled into one. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I do not consider this a job. It is definitely something I love to do and talk sports. Like, what more could you ask for?
Well, that's what we do. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's really great. And you know, I grew up reading Sports Illustrated. I always loved it.
And he always read it in the bathroom, Nicole. Hours and hours and hours he would spend in the bathroom reading Sports Illustrated. You go to Daniel's bathroom today, and there are stacks of Sports Illustrated in the bathroom.
But to be fair, I don't read outside.
It's a library.
It's not an insult to Sports Illustrated. It's just I don't read anywhere but the bathroom, just to be clear.
growing up, getting a Sports Illustrated edition in the mail was like Christmas morning, just because it was a whole fresh set of news and stories to read. So, I mean, your choice of where you want to read it, though.
Yeah, it is a free country. That's true. You know, Nicole, you really, really took the Bengals partnerships and their business to a different level. And you started there, I think, when you were in college. And then you became, I'm not sure about the official title, let me, president of the Bengals.
So far as president.
Yes. But, you know, you did the marketing and the branding. And what was that like? What does that involve? And what kind of, partnerships, corporate partnerships were you able to
form? And can I just clarify for our fans, when we say branding, we are not talking about that cruel practice that they do on animals like cows, where they burn letters into their skin. We are talking rather about putting a brand out there. Is that right, Nicole?
Right.
Well,
it
depends. I mean, I'm sure some meat packing companies also were in on the Bengals.
That is cruel. That hurts.
Like, what is it? Golden Star Chili is one of them, right?
Yeah, Gold Star is one of them.
Oh, that's a lot of beef right there, Hoji. I'm sorry. But yeah, branding, both meanings apply.
It does not.
So a little bit, just I'll take you back to the beginning of my time with the team. Like you said, in college, I was a sophomore at the University of Cincinnati and started on their game day staff and really just did a lot of these corporate partner activations. And when I say activations, you have their promotions. So like, if you were a winning row or you won like a fan game experience, I would help bring those to life as a intern on game day. And then eventually was able to climb the ladder more and more into a full-time role as a partnership activation coordinator. So I essentially was bringing brands' messages to life on the Bengals platform. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the collaboration between the brands and the Bengals and just really like the return on what the brands got from their partnership with us and so forth. So that was more of like my marketing side. I didn't necessarily work with the team's branding, but more so of like other brands' messages on our platform. When I say the Bengals, still getting used to not saying "are" and "we," but yes.
Yeah, they don't like that. But Nicole, I've been meaning to talk to you about branding when it comes to the Bengals, and and again, I know you're not directly involved in that, but you know the Bengals are named after the Bengal tiger, which in some ways is both offensive and racist to Bengal tigers. The Bengal tiger, the Panthera tigris. Has given us no permission, none, to use their colors and their insignia. And may I add to that, Nicole, I don't know if you know about this character named Hude, who he dresses up in tiger face, basically. He dresses up as a tiger. And he walks around and they call him Hude. Now, Hude is a question. It's not a name. Who am I? What is my identity? It is a stripping away, Nicole, of the identity of the Bengal tiger. Now, I propose, and you tell me what you think about this. I propose we get permission from Bengal Tigers to use their logo for the team. And I have a friend. He works at my estate. His name is Sanjay. He speaks to Tigers. He can speak to the Bengal Tiger. And we could make this a legit operation instead of what it currently is, which is really not cool. Yeah.
I mean, I think what we have now is great. And I mean, I am a fan of our helmets. I think the stripes on our helmets is very great. It makes us stand out as a Bengal tiger.
Nicole, you don't have to defend yourself as a sane person. Because, I mean, Oji doesn't even know how these things work. Bengal tigers haven't filed for a copyright on their image.
Do they have do they have the right to go in court and file for these things? No.
Maybe they should get better lawyers. You know?
By the way, Sanjay has spoken to the Bengal tigers, and they're not cool with it.
Yeah, that's one guy's opinion.
Well, it's not. Nicole. He talks to the tigers. It's the tigers' opinion.
Nicole, you can ignore all of this, really. but I want to move on. and talk about branding and making corporate partnerships for this show. Because Hoji is always promoting Birkin stocks.
Mm-hmm. On I the don't show. Promote them. I just wear them.
You're right. And I wear stuff from the 99-cent store out here. And we really are not making any money. But every day, you know, they say, like, who dressed you, right? Or right. You know, who are you wearing? And yeah. It's Birkin and stocks and 99-cent store. And nobody is giving us money for that. How do we make more money from the show?
So I would say be you. Be original. Right. Be creative in creating your own voice. And when you do that, and that's your initial start, you're going to bring in a bigger following. And once you get that bigger following, hopefully more brands will come on and want to associate themselves with you. So I would definitely say that is my biggest piece of advice, is to continue to just be yourselves and to create your voice and have your voice be heard.
I love that. I love that.
That is great. I mean, it is really hard, you know, being puppets with foreign accents. For us to be open about who we are, you know.
Yeah.
So if you really let loose and show who we are, I mean, who knows? Mm-hmm. We could alienate a lot of fans, but we could bring in a lot more fans too. So
we also have the issue of the fact that Daddy is very passive aggressive about his opinions.
Right.
I don't know if you noticed that. He alludes to things and drops hints. He doesn't like to be direct.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's great, Oji. Look, so here's the thing, Nicole. As a power player in the Bengals, someone who calls the shots, tell us about the power structure. What is it like? Because everybody, you know, like this past year, for instance, the Bengals spent, I don't know, $150 million on free agency. And let me look at if you look at the numbers, the previous 25 years of free agency, they spent a total of $15 million. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
Crazy.
No, I just made that number up. But it's probably something along those lines. Yeah, it wasn't a lot. And to be honest, we have not seen Mike Brown. And there are some conspiracy theorists who say that they have a Weekend at Bernie's type.
Weekend at Bernie's theory. That's my theory. There's not
some. Yeah. I don't want to name names. I don't want to name names.
Weekend at Bernie's theory of Mike Brown.
Right. But he is alive and well.
And that means that basically others are Mike Browning in place of Mike Brown.
Yeah. That is his theory. Obviously, you can disprove that. But just tell us, who calls the shots now? Who signs the check? Who decides how much money they're going to give and why?
I mean, you know, just like any other corporation, decisions go through a hierarchy and the decisions are collaborated at the top. And that's all, like, the decisions are made at the top and they go through.
Who is the top? Who is at the top? I'm sorry.
Just the directors and the executives, they meet together and they'll go through and discuss what needs to be done for the team on the team side and then as well as the business side too.
So is the Mike Brown and the Blackburns, all of them or some of them more than others? Or
yeah, but there's also a bit like team of that too as well.
But now, Nicole, you've got your finger on the pulse, so to speak, of the team and of the administration. And I don't use fingers. I use mojo and vibes. I've got my mojo on the pulse. And my mojo tells me that a lot of the changes we're seeing have to do with Zach Taylor. He brought a new energy. Everybody's talking about the energy. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about the changes that he brought to the team and the way that he's exciting people. And I think that excitement flows up. It flows up from below. You know,
I would definitely agree with that. I think Zach and his coaching staff, his new team, has brought a young energy to the team that feeds off of everybody. Yeah. And I'm really excited for year two of Zach and all of what he has planned for the team. I do have a really great story about Zach. He's just a phenomenal person. So the day after the Rams had lost in the Super Bowl, him and his family flew from Atlanta to Cincinnati, where he was not officially announced yet, but coming through. And I was taking a group on a tour throughout Paul Brown at that time, and we passed him and his family. And, you know, like, he's new to the stadium. Yeah. He's kind of being introduced to everything himself, because at that point, he was still with the Rams. Like, he had not been able to come to Cincinnati or anything like that. And he went out of his way to introduce himself to me and the group of people that I was with and shook all of our hands. And ever since then, I'm like, he is a great leader for us. Yeah. And I'm so excited that he is our head coach.
Yeah. Yeah. He's what you call a bro.
Yes,
yeah. You know, exactly. And he's a bro, and I've noticed there is a culture around the Bengals. They're not so close off anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they hired a team therapist or if it is more just Zach, but, you know, a lot of Bengals players want to be on our show. You know, they just like the show, they enjoy the show.
I mean, AJ Green had the toe problem, so they have a bros before toes kind of situation right now.
That makes no sense.
They're trying to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
But you talk about Zach and being a bro and a cool guy, and he's a very young guy. We always talk about how young he is, mm-hmm. you know. Really, basically, my point is, how do you get him on the show? Can you help us with that? Because I think he'd really have fun.
Unfortunately, I would not be able to get Zach on the show.
You just can I just recap? You just said you are best friends with him. You said when you came back from London.
Would you go back?
Yeah, that's what you said. I have it right here, the transcript. You just said
No. Nicole, if you do talk to Coach Zach, my bro, tell him all these people who have been on the show. I'm talking about your Max Montoya. I'm talking about your people don't know this. Sam Weich was on the show in spirit. We had a seance. And Sam Weich was on the show.
No, but we had Ken Anderson. Had Marcus Bailey
Marcus Bailey,
by the way, big fan of the show. You know who else is a big fan of the show? Is Carlos Dunlap.
Fred Johnson.
Carlos, get on the show.
Exactly. Yes. So you know Carlos too. Admit it. You know it.
I do. I had to do multiple appearances and things with Carlos during my time in the front office.
And James is good friend with John Ross. Get him on too. You know, you guys know the Bengals. Anyways. On the show, please. Very important.
Jeff Blake on the show. We have had, who else did you?
Carl Hudson. Ken Anderson.
Ken Anderson. Yeah. We already said Ken Anderson.
Ken's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so let's get to some real Bengals news.
Oh, James has been on the show. Your friend James.
Yeah, James. Yeah. So here's the thing. Nicole wrote about the safeties. I think maybe it was your first article with SI.
One of the beginning ones, not my first one, but it was definitely one of the beginning ones. It was probably one of my favorite ones too,
because fantastic.
I'm really excited about this group of safeties that the team has.
Yeah.
And so I saw a tweet today talking about the percentage of packages that are in nickel, which is like 59%, I think now. And like, you know, I think like, what was it? 19% is in dime.
Right.
So the question is this, with those safeties, you know, Coach Matt Menich, you know who that is? Oh, you don't know who that is. Okay, it's okay.
I know.
Okay.
No, I know who he is.
You don't have to say his name. Just acknowledge that you know him, Menich. He's been on the show.
Yeah, he loves the show. He's been on the show.
Menich loves
and he tweeted, he's like, the Bengals are going to feature Jesse Bates, Von Bell, and Sean Williams at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? And that is very exciting, you know, because you talked about this. I want you to talk about more. Jesse Bates, his potential as a playmaker. By the way, David Fulcher was on the show, and he said he has the chance to be an all-time great for the Bengals with his playmaking ability. And Von Bell as a running star. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Jesse, he really came on in the second half of last season, and I'm really excited for him to showcase his athleticism and his ball hawking skills, because he can go after the ball, and I just increase his interceptions and his turnovers. And I think Von Bell and Sean Williams are a great complement to him to be able to do that.
So you talked about Sean Williams playing linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested to hear your take on that, because John Sheeran talks about how he had his worst year last year playing a lot of linebacker, and getting Von Bell will allow him to not be in the box so much. So what kind of linebacking role, what kind of, you know, duties would he have in your opinion?
Definitely just a role player and going back and forth between linebacker and safety. He had played a similar role back in 2015 when Reggie Nelson and George Iloco were safeties. But I think it'll just be a role player situation, and I think he'll shine in it. I think he'll be good in it. He's a warrior and ready for him to play whatever position coach tells him to.
Well, that's really good. You know, role play is a very healthy thing. Daddy and I do it sometimes when tell
him. That's not what she means by role. Role play, that's what they mean.
I say, you're the baby, I'm the mama, tell me what's bothering you.
No.
Very healthy.
No, please. Okay, so that is great. I love how positive you are about the safeties. We're very positive. And, you know, the safeties are the big playmakers, they're the runner stoppers, but really, in today's NFL, you need great corners because of all the passing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the corner that we signed, Trey Waynes, was talking about his frustration with not being able to finish his contract, signing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He says that 90% of the teams have been able to do it, but the Bengals and a few other teams won't let them do their physical tests on the until camp is officially open. What is going on? What are the Bengals doing? Is it a way of penny pinching? Are they saving money somehow? Is there some sort of, go ahead.
What's the deal?
No, I see it from both sides. I can totally see where Trey is frustrated, because as a football player, you just want to be in the best shape possible and be ready for game day, whenever that's going to be. And he feels that he's been restricted in that form. But also I see it from the Bengals side and the other teams who haven't done it, because this is their protocol. And a lot of it is they probably just want to have the internal physical and then just do it with their own people. So that's kind of my take on it. I see it from both sides.
Consistency is an issue too.
There's no doubt that he's going to eventually sign, right? I mean, because they didn't get cold feet or whatever, you know, it's not like we gave this guy $40 million a year. Oh, you know, because Darius Phillips, a lot of people are high on him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
It's nothing like that, just to be clear.
No. Nicole.
Just wanted to hear from Nicole because she calls the shots. That's why, Hoji. I know your opinion already.
Yeah. Nicole, what do you say?
Yeah, please.
But, can you repeat the question?
Repeat the question, Daddy.
I'm saying the Bengals still want to give him that big contract. They're not thinking,
they don't have COVID, do they?
No, I think it's just also with COVID, there's so much uncertainty in trying to be safe and go the safest route possible. Definitely, like, they are looking forward to having Trey as part of the team. Yeah. It's just, again, what's the safest way possible? And, doing what they've done in the past with rookies and
they have questions. Is he vegan? Does he eat gluten? Is he taking a clove of garlic every day? Is he preventing COVID in these ways? Having some turmeric in the water every day? Is he using spices, herbs? These are the questions I would ask if I were in charge of the Bengals.
Just to be clear, they're not asking. I don't want any false information on this show. So you can refute those rumors that Hoji just put out there.
They are. I'm sure they are. Modern science has proved the vegan diet will keep you from getting sick. In fact, if you follow a strict vegan diet, gluten-free, I don't think anybody's ever died.
Okay, here's the thing, Nicole. So this guy always telling me vegan diet. He's telling me, he looked at me and he kind of, his homeopathic analysis was, he's like,
too much dairy.
He says, too much dairy. You're lethargic. He said... You need more potassium and more
protein.
Vitamin. Yeah, he said more potassium and vitamin E, right? So here's what I do. I make a big bucket of French fries, okay, with canola oil, which has the vitamin E. Yeah, homemade.
Mm-hmm. French fries
and potatoes with the potassium. And he looks at it. No, listen. He looks at it and he goes, that is going to kill you. And I'm like, make up your mind, man. Like, his stuff doesn't make sense.
Nicole, I look at you, Nicole, and I can tell you're a healthy person. I look at Daddy-O and I see the clock ticking. That man's days are
numbered. You're going to throw Daddy-O under the bus like that?
No, this is an unhealthy person. Look at compare your glow to his no. He's got like, there's like the smell of death coming from Daddy-O's side of the screen right now. Let's just be honest.
I don't know. I mean, the point is, he's always pushing this vegan diet on these athletes. And this guy can't even go up the stairs. You know what I mean?
I have a machine that helps me go up the stairs. And so I go up quite nicely. You just sit down and whip, it goes up. Going up the stairs is not a sign of health, Daddy-O. It's what you eat.
Yeah, okay. So look, Nicole, let's cover some more Bengals news, right? First of all, Joe Mixon throwing out some emojis that he... Apparently, he got the pocket full of bags.
He's very emojical.
He's an emojical human being. And
I like
it is.
Emojis.
Yeah. What's that? Yeah.
I said, I like emojis.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that. But, just say, did you get the money or not? Did he get the contract? But that is something out there.
It's funny, like the different stories and the different takes you can have from someone just tweeting a money bag or something like that. So, who knows?
I think it was an aspirational tweet and an aspirational emoji. He's saying money is on my mind. That's how I read the tweet. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Money's always on my mind.
Yeah. I mean, we need money to make money. Makes the you want to talk about money. Talk to this guy, Daddy-O. He believes in money.
I do. And we talk about money. And really, this show, I mean, the money is just flowing in.
It is. Yeah.
It is flowing in. We now have nine...
Patrons.
And people patron. Who have been patronizing towards us. That's what it means. And recently, in just the past week, we got four new ones. Niloy, Zach Frostick, Nick Marks, Jeremy Conley.
So can we slow down there with Zach Frostick? Because I actually know that guy.
Right.
I don't know him directly. My ex-wife knows him. He's my ex-wife's masseuse. And he does acupuncture. He does fire cupping. You know what fire cupping is, Daddy-O? You could use some fire cupping.
Okay, what
fire
is it?
Explain.
They put a cup on certain spots of energy in your body. Then you put a candle beneath it or a little match beneath it. It sucks up the cup. And that brings the energy. You know who used fire cupping? The swimmer guy.
Michael Phelps.
Phelps.
Yeah. Right. With the circles with all the bruises.
The circles with all the things on his. Yeah. So, my ex-wife's masseuse, Zach Frostick, he does fire cupping. He does acupuncture. And our stepson, my wife's son, suffers from a horrible thing called fish odor syndrome. I don't know if you've heard of it, but a person releases fishy odors everywhere they go. This clothes smell like fish. The room smell like fish. And I said, listen, baby cakes, you got to take your son to Zach Frostick, and he's got to do these things. And she's like, a 12-year-old can't. You can't do fire cupping and acupuncture at 12 years. I was like, yes, you can. And he cured him. And that's my Zach Frostick story. He cured our stepson of a fish odor syndrome.
It's funny. Zach is actually in the chat right now, and he's just silent. So that means it's true. Yeah,
but he's probably busy. He's probably doing acupuncture while he watches the show.
He made a comment, but I'm out of respect for Nicole. I'm just going to, you know, should I put the comment?
No,
it's maybe no. Okay,
Zach is a man of actions, not words.
Right.
I speak for Zach.
Right now, so yeah, Zach Frostick, Nick Marks. You told us a story about Nick Marks last week, Oji.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeremy Conley, who's Bengals captain. Nicole, you know Bengals captain.
Yes, I do.
Everybody knows Bengals captain. Love that guy.
Love them. Love the fanatics. Yeah.
He has an energy and a charisma that only I would say he and
he's
Jim
a great Turner. Follow on Twitter. So if you're not following him on Twitter or his wife Jess, follow them.
Yeah, Jess. Yeah. Lot of COVID tips from Jess. She's a nurse. Yeah.
Also follow Nicole and Oji.
Slide of the shout out there.
Well, Nicole, tell us your at. What's your at?
At Nicole Zembrot. So, like my name, just put the Nicole and Zembrot together, and that's my Twitter.
Perfect.
Right. And she's her Twitter is blowing up, you know, since she started at Sports Illustrated. Everybody's following her now.
Yeah,
and of course, we have the number one analyst of the Bengals, John Sheeran, on our show. He's taking a break off this week.
He works hard for the money. It's his birthday. He's a Cancer.
Yeah, it's his birthday.
Yeah, it's actually the Sheeran family birthday week. The whole family has their birthday this week. It's crazy. It's like they're so organized.
Like back.
They're so methodical about how they do stuff. They all decided to have their birthdays in the same week. It's crazy. So it's John's mom's birthday. It's everybody's birthday this week.
Yeah, it's a big birthday.
So congratulations to all of them.
Yeah.
But getting back to our patrons, we also have Bit Itch. We have Derek Davis.
Derek. I know Derek.
You do?
So, I was driving in the Midwest and I got a flat tire. And I'm like, should I get out of the car, Nicole? Do I not get out of the car, Nicole? What do I do, Nicole? I decided to get out of the car, which is a big deal for me because when I drive, I don't like to get out of the car. And then I feel the car being raised. And I look in back and he's like, don't worry, buddy, I got you. And it was none other than Derek Davis. But he then said, you know, sir, I'm a fan of the show. You want to come to my farm? So I followed him and we went to his turnip farm. He made me turnip foods. His wife, Tulia, did an interpretive dance for us, Nicole. It was lovely. I wept. I did. I wept at Tulia Davis.
Deep.
Yeah. And he gave me turnip jewelry. I loved it. I am a fan of Derek Davis and his turnip farm. And I will patron that, your Derek Davis.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Nicole, we have other patrons as well, long-term patrons, Tanner Guerin, Brian Taylor. It's amazing, you know, but I want to say to other viewers that you can also make sure to smooch that like button.
Smash that like button. Don't
Nicole, which one is it?
Yeah,
when you like something, do you smooch or you smash? Go ahead.
You smash.
Hold on. She speaks English. Go ahead.
I do too.
Smash that like button.
Yep.
You want to get them to get follow you, you got to smash the like button.
Yeah, smash, if you smooch it. You smooch it, nothing happens.
Then you go up and they break. Screen, that,
if you go up to your screen and kiss something, nothing's going to happen. You got to smash it with your finger.
No, but you smash it, then the next time they can only like one video because then they broke their computer. Anyways, so make sure to smooch that like button and subscribe. And
yeah,
become
and
a
about
member.
To subscribe. So we hired a new lady from the village named Bitra Dadio, and she's told me, I don't know if this is true, but she has a lot of folk wisdom.
Yes.
And she said that anybody who doesn't subscribe, the dork monster will visit them and they will wake up as a dork. And that's horrible. And only a kiss from Carlos Dunlap can lift the curse.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing how big Dunlap.
You don't want that to happen to you.
A lot of pressure.
I mean, we all want the kiss from Carlos Dunlap, but you don't want to need it, you know, because he's never come on the show. So I'm guessing he's not going to come to your house.
It's really weird, Nicole. He talks about he wanted to come on the show, but I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know. I'm worried about him.
You'll get him.
Yeah,
I think so too.
But yeah, so yeah, all these people are supporting the show, and you know, make sure to leave comments and tell Nicole how great she was.
Make comments about us too, not just Nicole. I mean, we like Nicole, but you know, support us. We need the positive reinforcement as well. Make a lot of comments. What do you think? What do you think of the show? Also, what do you think about Joe Mixon? Did he sign? Did he not sign? What do you think about Carlos Dunlap? Come on the show? Not come on the show? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we really we have a lot of great things planned for you. So I would just say that this Saturday, you all know that we are going to have Marcus Bailey on the show.
Marcus!
Yeah, and he reached out to me. He's like, you know, and he's like, I love the show. I love the audio. I want to be on the show. As soon as possible, I was like, okay, let me see. Hold on, look at my schedule. And so we said, okay, we can do Saturday. And Bobby Hart, also, I'm in contact with him. We're trying, you know, he wants to be on the show. We see maybe later this week, maybe next week. We see. You know, Bobby Hart recently cleaned up his social media, and he is a very good guy, a leader on the team. And so he's going to
talk
about...
Can't wait, Bobby. Yeah, Bobby was supposed to be on today, actually.
Yeah.
But he's going to be here. We're waiting for Bobby Hart. That's actually the name of a movie, I believe, about chess, Waiting for Bobby Hart.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a heart to heart, really. We want to just
heart
open
to heart and Bobby Hart.
Yeah.
I love it.
So that is what we have so far.
Nicole, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I really enjoyed this.
Now, and by the way, if Sports Illustrated, you know, wants me to participate more, I used to write every once in a while some stuff that they in the editorial section that they would publish, and then they don't. And that's fine. But if they want, you know, they can give me a call. Yeah.
We know.
Yeah, go ahead.
And thank you for coming on the show.
Did you want to call them right now, Nicole? I'm sorry.
I know I have his information that I can reach out.
Yeah, you can reach out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I have a lot of opinions about the different mascots, especially of the NFL. Yeah. Solution.
None better than Hude, though.
Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree on Hude. I mean,
Yeah, so that was a really great show. And thank you, Nicole. We hope to have you on again when there is
anytime.
Thank you. And please follow her articles and James and the whole All Bengals team. They are building a great team there. It is getting so big.
Yeah.
And they're so dedicated, so creative. And
subscribe. Smooch the like button.
All Bengals on Twitter and then si.com/NFL/Bengals on the website.
Woo!
Yes.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Rock and roll!
Yeah. Right. Okay. So that is all we have this time. We'll see you next time. So long. Sweetie.
Bye.